we turn the page and get set for the men's basketball game here today. Dort College versus Peru State in men's play. And I will begin by saying this is not your father's Peru State team. When I first started working at Dort College many years ago, this was a game that you would schedule in hopes of the probably 80%, 90% chance that you're going to get a victory. This Peru State team, no slouch under Coach Bob Ludwig. They are 2-0 coming into today's contest, while the Dort College defenders are 2-2. Peru State has wins over Valley City State and Mayville. Bob Ludwig's team is averaging 83 points per game. They allow 66.5 points per outing. Quantice Hunter has a 16.5 points per game average and 4.5 assists per game. James Westbrook scores 14.5 points per game. Marcus Nolan and Nolan Cass each chip in with 11 points per outing. Terry Moore contributes 9.5 points per contest. The Wildcats, the Bobcats, that is, are out rebounding teams 41 to 37.5. For the Dort College defenders, they are coming off a win over the Waldorf Warriors on Wednesday night, or pardon me, on Tuesday night. Alec Henriksen leads the defenders with a 16.5 points per game average. He's 10 of 21 from the three-point line this year. Marcus Winterfeld adds 9.3 points per game. Chad Barkema and Kyle Lang add 8.3 points per outing. Andrew O'Donnell's scoring average is 8. Chandler Brunsting, 7.8. Jesse Jansma, 7.5. Peru State was a 79-70 winner over Mayville State on November 1. Westbrook scored 17, had 8 rebounds, and Hunter added 14 along with Cass. The defender men were 88-77 winners over Waldorf on Tuesday night. They led 44-39 at halftime. The lead grew to 20 before the Warriors cut it to 6 in the closing minutes. Chad Barkema had 20 points. Alec Henriksen scored 14. Winterfeld added 10 points with 6 rebounds and 6 assists. Waldorf got a 29-point outburst from Brady Kachenka. Dort College will see Waldorf again tomorrow afternoon. That will be a 2 o'clock start time. So Dort College versus Peru State, back with the starting lineups for today's men's college basketball game right after this. Here are your probable starting lineups for tonight's contest. First of all, for the Peru State Bobcats, they're wearing their royal blue jerseys with black striping and a little bit of white as well. Quantice Hunter is a 6'2 senior from Chicago, averaging 16.5 points per game. James Westbrook is a 6'1 senior from Salem, Oregon, averaging 14.5 points per game. Marcus Nolan is a 6'2 junior from Casper, Wyoming, averaging 11 points per outing. Terry Moore is a 6'2 junior from Kansas City, Missouri, averaging 9.5 points per game. And Seth Snoddy is a 6'7 junior from Daly City, California, averaging 7.5 points per game. For the Dort College defenders, they'll start number 3, Alec Henriksen, a 6'2 junior from Spirit Lake, averaging 16.5 points per game. Marcus Winterfeld is a 6'5 sophomore from Sioux Center. He is averaging 9.3 points per outing. Chad Barkham is a 6'5 sophomore from Sioux Falls, averaging 8.8 points per game. Chandler Brunsting wears number 11. He's a 6'1 sophomore from Hull, averaging 7.8 points per game. And Kobe Critchley is a 5'11 junior from Roseville, Minnesota, averaging 5.5 points per game. Off of the bench, we anticipate seeing 5 players for Dort College playing regular minutes. They include Andrew O'Donnell, a 6'3 senior from Sioux Center, averaging 8 points per game. Ben Gasink, a 6'3 freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 4.5 points per outing. Jesse Jansma, a 6'4 freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 7.5 points per game. Kyle Lang, a 5'10 freshman from Mason City, Iowa, averaging 8.8 points per game. And Josh Van Langen, a 6'6 sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 6.5 points per game. Dort College is coached by Ross Dalma. Peru State is coached by Bob Ludwig. For those of you who have followed Dort College basketball over the past several seasons, Bob Ludwig, a former Midland assistant, he was there and when Midland built themselves into a perennial NAIA power. So he slides over, coached a little bit of high school basketball 2 years ago. Last year was his first year at the helm of Peru State. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with a tip-off right after this. Slight adjustment to the Peru State starting lineup. Nolan Cass, the 6'3 senior from Spring, Texas, slides into the starting lineup. He's averaging 11 points per game. He will start in place of number 13, a 6'2 player, Terry Moore. Short College controls the opening tip, and the defenders have the basketball. Critchley passes left side over to Brunsting. Brunsting, lob pass down low. Winterfeld, triple teamed, fires it outside. Barkema. Barkema, backdoor cut intended for Winterfeld. Goes out of bounds, last touched by Purdue State. North College will have the basketball. Critchley throwing it in, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Winterfeld with it on the wing. Out front, Barkema. Barkema with the basketball. Barkema gives it up into the corner, Henriksen. Henriksen, 7 to shoot. Henriksen off the dribble. His shot is good. Alec Henriksen, a pull-up jumper in the lane. That is something he has added to his game this year. Willing to penetrate, pull up. With it is Hunter, Quantice Hunter. Passes on the left elbow to Snoddy. Snoddy with it at the free throw line. Snoddy gives it up to Westbrook. Westbrook jumper, shot no good. Rebound cleared by Barkema. Barkema off the floor for the defenders. Barkema right side, gives it up to Brunsting. Brunsting left side over to Barkema. Barkema looking down low for Winterfeld. They're trying to feed Winterfeld underneath. Instead, it comes outside to Critchley. Critchley in traffic, lost it. Taps it back out for Henriksen. Henriksen, 3-ball, shot no good. And the rebound is taken down by Purdue State. Purdue State basketball, Nolan. Marcus Nolan gets around Barkema, drives in over the right hand. His shot no good. And the rebound taken away by Barkema. Barkema gives it up to Critchley. Critchley with the basketball. He's on the right elbow, feeds it underneath for Winterfeld, and Winterfeld is fouled on the play. Foul is going to go on Nolan. That's number one on him. To the free throw line to shoot two free throws. Fouled in the act of shooting is Marcus Winterfeld. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Holland, Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Winterfeld makes one, misses one. Dort College leads 3-0. 3-0 our score. Westbrook will bring it up. Westbrook, sporting the blue headband, guarded there by Brunsting. Feeds it to the free throw line to Snoddy. Snoddy in traffic, his shot no good. Tapped out by Winterfeld, controlled by Critchley. Critchley with the basketball, got caught up in the air. His outlet pass, right side, tipped away. And Dort College not going with five in, five out this time. Instead, they're going to go Lang and Van Langen in for Winterfeld and Critchley. So Lang is in. Saw Lang play some minutes down the stretch on Tuesday night as well at point guard. Lang with it on the right wing. Kyle in the corner. Fires it back over to Van Langen. 15-footer rattles. Good. Two-point bucket for Josh Van Langen. Van Langen with the two-point bucket. Dort College leads 5-0. 5-0 our score. Purdue State, they dump it underneath Snoddy. Two-point bucket for Snoddy is good. That was set up by the penetration. 5-2 our score. Into the front court is Lang. Lang gives to Henriksen. Henriksen over the basketball, back over to Lang. Lang to Brunsting, and we've got a foul called away from the ball. That's going to go on Snoddy as he and Van Langen were jousting for position inside the paint. O'Donnell is in. Barkema is out. So this is the first time we have seen Dort College go to a staggered substitution pattern. Otherwise, it had been more of the hockey line with the line changes. Lang feeds it underneath Van Langen. Van Langen had the left hand instead. He gives it off to Brunsting. Brunsting back cut, layup good. Chandler Brunsting with a two-point bucket as they overplayed on the perimeter. Quantice Hunter over the basketball, working against Lang. Picks up his dribble. Hesitation move. Hunter with a two-point bucket from the right-hand side knocks it down, and the defender lead is 3-7-4. Lang passes left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it up, Brunsting. Brunsting back over to Henriksen underneath. to Van Langen. Van Langen gets it to go, and he is fouled. He's being guarded by Noah Vasa, and Van Langen gets that shot to go, and Josh will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Henriksen is out. Jansma is in. Free throw on the way for Van Langen, trying to complete the old-fashioned three-point play, and the sophomore post player does. He's got 5 points, and the defender lead is 10-4. 10-4, our score. Shot no good. Rebound on the drive into the lane. Rebound cleared by O'Donnell. O'Donnell has the ball tapped away from behind by Hunter. Dort College will inbound the basketball. Brunsting will throw it in for Dort College. Brunsting to throw it in, gets it into Lang. Lang splits the defense, his shot no good. There for the rebound, though, is Van Langen, and Van Langen got held on the play. We'll get the indication from Dave Eagy. James Westbrook whistled for the personal. 10-4, Dort College in front. Lang throwing it in, gets it in over the top to Van Langen. Gives it up, Jansma, 16:30 remaining, first half of play. Lang looking down low, pass deflected, picked up by Brunsting, dumps it underneath for Van Langen. Van Langen hesitates, his shot is good, he's got 7. Dort College leads 12-4, pass over the top for Hunter, tapped away, controlled by the defenders and Lang. Doesn't have the numbers, Lang at the top of the key, angles off to the left, three-pointer by Jansma, no good. Gets his own rebound back, fires it back outside for Kyle. Lang with it over to Brunsting to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Van Langen. Van Langen fade away from 10, missed it, no good. And the rebound is cleared out by Vasa. Vasa gets it away to Westbrook. Westbrook into the front court. He feeds it left side. Quick three by the Bobcats is off the mark, no good. That's Nolan Cass. Cass missed the three. It'll be Dort College basketball. No, it's Peru State basketball, beg your pardon. Ben Gaysink into the game for the defenders. Brunsting will check out. 15:48 remaining. Peru State gets the ball inbounded. It's stripped on the way up, but a reach-in foul called on the defenders. So the foul called against Dort College. Going to the free throw line will be Marcus Nolan. Nolan shooting 2 as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the Van England Hovet Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Joe's TV and Appliance. Service you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs located in Orange City. Marcus Nolan, free throw is up, free throw is good. So Nolan makes both free throws, and the Dort College lead is 12-6. 12-6, our score, 15:40 remaining. Well, the basketball is Gaysink. First half of play, pass goes right corner, O'Donnell, ball fake, nothing there. Comes back over to Lang, Lang gives it up, Gaysink, Gaysink on the wing. Gaysink splits the defense, drives in with the right hand, hesitation move, and Ben Gaysink able to get through the lane, get the shot up off of the glass. Dort College leads 14-6. 14-6 our score. Peru State basketball. They give it back over to Nolan. Nolan off balance shot, right hand with the left from the left side. And the ball is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It will be Peru State basketball. Winterfeld checks into the game. Van Langen checks out. So Winterfeld back into the game, joining Gaysink, Lang, O'Donnell, and Jansma. Pass, left side, Allen Roberts into the ball game. Gaysink goes up for the rebound. He gets waylaid by B.J. Day. B.J. Day picks up his first personal, the 6'4 junior from Lincoln. I'd say conservatively he's got about 35 pounds on Ben Gaysink, and Gaysink takes the worst of that collision on the rebound. And Lang will bring the basketball up. Lang across half court, 5 minutes into this contest. York College basketball, Gasing. Gasing, the floater from 10, left it short, no good. There for the rebound, though, as Winterfeld fires it out for Lang. Lang penetrates, puts it up, drew some contact, foul call, and we'll have a late foul call, and Lang will go to the free throw line to shoot two, and Bob Ludwig, I don't blame Coach Ludwig for questioning that. Definitely felt like one of those situations where if the ball goes in, that foul doesn't get called. Instead, Lang will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Kyle Lang, an 89% free throw shooter coming into the game. He'll go to the free throw line, trying to extend the lead back to 10. First free throw is up and through. He's got another one coming. 15-6, Dort College by 9. Second free throw on the way by Lang. Is up, and that one's no good. So Lang makes one of two. He's 9 for 12 for the season. Beg your pardon, 9 of 11 for the season. Backing out, Quantes Hunter, three-pointer, no good, but there for the rebound and the putback is Roberts Burnett. Roberts Burnett with a two-point bucket. North College leads by 7, 15-8. Gasink, left side, comes back. Has it on the right wing, looking for a ball screen. Gets it back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld sizes it up. Double team, back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell will put up a three and misses everything. Saved in by Jansma, but they say that he stepped on the baseline out of bounds. It will be Peru State basketball. Lang and Jansma are out. Critchley is back in the game, along with Henriksen. Day with the basketball in the backcourt for Peru State. Day bowling his way to the hoop. His shot, no good, but he's fouled on the play. O'Donnell whistled for the personal foul. Couldn't beat him to the spot, so O'Donnell whistled for the personal, his first. Team foul number two on the defenders. Peru State inbounding the basketball. Snotty. Snotty into the corner. Snotty gives it up to Roberts Burnett. Roberts Burnett driving in with the right hand, off with the left hand from the right side, no good. Rebound cleared by Critchley. Doesn't have the numbers. He'll stop, feeds it back over to Henriksen. Cross-court pass, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, pass out front, taken by Critchley. Comes back over to Henriksen. Swing pass over the top, O'Donnell. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Gasink to Winterfeld. Winterfeld looking for a cutter. Now 5 to shoot. Gives to Gasink. Gasink the cutter. Layup good. Ben Gasink with a 2-point basket on the cut into the lane. North College leads 17-8. Ben Gasink 4 points. 7 minutes into this contest. Peru State fire it outside. Roberts Burnett. Roberts Burnett gives it to Day. Day in traffic. Kick out pass. Quantes Hunter, and Hunter hits a three, and it's back to 6, 17-11. With the basketball is Gasink. Ben, up with the right hand, it's good. Ben Gasink taking his man off of the dribble, he's got 6, and the North College lead is 19-11. 19-11, timeout on the floor, charge to Peru State. Back with more after this. Earlier today, as I take a look at some of the other high school events going on, Sioux Center Warrior volleyball team finishes as the Class 3A runner-up as they lose to Waterloo Columbus 3-0. High school football semifinals, Wasu on the way to the title game. Running clock in the semifinals as they are now up on Council Bluffs St. Albert 49-14. With the basketball, Peru State after the timeout. Marcus Nolan driving in. Kick out pass into the corner. Day. Day. Ball fake. 15-footer left baseline. It's good. Well, if anybody's going to beat you, probably take my chances with B.J. Day. Came in averaging just 2 points per game. Into the corner, Critchley. Ball's deflected out. Last touch by Dort College. It will be Peru State basketball. They say that Winterfeld touched it before it went out of bounds. Hunter back into the game. Checking out will be Seth Snoddy. Peru State will go with a smaller lineup here. Day inbounds, gets it in to Roberts Burnett. Roberts Burnett guarded by Critchley. Comes back out front to Westbrook. Westbrook on the right side, down to the baseline. Fires it to Hunter. Hunter gets a running start at it. Lays it up with the right hand against Alec Henriksen. And Hunter with a two-point bucket. He's got seven. And the North College lead is 19-15. So back-to-back buckets by the Bobcats. Give it to Winterfeld. Winterfeld 15 feet from the hoop. Trying to get it to Barkema. It's deflected. Barkema, cross-court pass. Tipped. Controlled by Henriksen. 13 to shoot. Henriksen off the dribble, drives in. His layup is good. He's got four. 21-15, North College by six. Day up the floor. Day to the cutter. It's taken back by Critchley. Ahead to Brunsting. Brunsting shovels it back outside. Critchley steps into a three. No good. And the rebound is taken away by Day. He hands it off to Westbrook. And here comes Peru State. Peru State with the basketball, backdoor cut, and the lay-in is good for Roberts Burnett. Roberts Burnett with a two-point bucket. It's 21-17, North College by four. Henriksen, right side. Critchley, right wing. Reversal, left wing. Barkema lets fly with a three, left it short, no good. Tap in by Winterfeld, no good. Barkema drives in, and Barkema, thinking about a dunk, took off with from both feet. And hammers it into the rim. So five in, five out now. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Peru State basketball. Peru State with the basketball. Peru State up, down, I should say, 21-17. Driving in, Hunter. Hunter with the right hand as he reverses underneath. He's got 9 points. Dort College leads 21-19, so Peru State cutting what was a 9-point difference at 17-8. Down to two with an 11-4 run. O'Donnell in traffic. His short jumper, no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Hunter. Here comes Peru State. Peru State up and running. Hunter, Euro step, layup good. 11 for Quantes Hunter. We're tied with 9:48 left to go in the first half. Deadlocked at 21. Pass left side, Gasing. Gasing goes back over to Jansman. We have a foul called away from the ball. Foul's going to go on Day. That's number two on B.J. Day. That's team foul number five on Peru State in this half. So Vasa checks into the game. Van Langen will try to unlock this 21-21 tie. And now we have a conference with two of the three officials. They're in between the circles. Not sure what the discussion is about, but it's a 1-1 for Van Langen. Free throw by Josh is up and good. Unlocks the tie. Gives Dort College a 22-21 lead. With another free throw on the way. 9:38 left to go in the first half. A second free throw on the way for Van Langen. Sophomore post player knocks them both down. That's good to see. 23-21. Van Langen with 9 first-half points, and the defender lead is 23-21. 23-21, Westbrook with the basketball, looking for Hunter. Instead goes right side to Nolan. Nolan ball fake, now brings it back into the lane. Step duck under move, shot no good. Fight for the rebound, jump ball, alternating possession. It's Peru State basketball with 13 seconds. On the shot clock, 9:21 on the game clock. Throwing the ball in will be Westbrook, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. 12 to shoot. Peru State basketball into the corner. Rainbow three is up and good. Knocking down the triple is Nolan Cass. Cass makes it 24-23. Peru State with her first lead. Gaysink, nothing there. Back over to Jansma, left side Lang. And we've got a foul called away from the ball, and that's going to go on the post defense again. Noah Vasa. Vasa whistled for the personal. Ben Lingen will go to the free throw line for another 1-1 opportunity with 9 minutes remaining in this first half. Peru State 24, Dort College 23. Paulus Sakinas, a 6'8 senior from Lithuania, checking into the game for Peru State. Free throw is up by Ben Lingen. No good. And on the front end of the 1-1, Dort College unable to tie it and regain the lead. The Peru State Bobcats with the basketball. Missed three. Rebound run out for Lang. Lang cut off. Gets it back over to Gaysink. And Gaysink trying to feed it to Jansman in the corner. And the ball's tapped out of bounds by Peru State. It'll be Dort College basketball. Peru State located in Peru, Nebraska. You got to be going there to get there. No direct route from Sioux Center, Iowa, that's for sure. With the basketball is Ben Langen. Comes over to Lang. Lang with the basketball, 15 to shoot. Backdoor cut. O'Donnell out front. Gaysink, open look at a three. Missed it, no good. Rebound tipped, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by Peru State. It'll be Dort College basketball. Pretty unique in that Peru, Nebraska. They've got a college, and their population definitely under 1,000. State school, population 752. Peru State defending as Dort College inbounds. They get it in to Henriksen. Henriksen back over to Kyle Lang. Lang with the basketball, gives it up. Henriksen. Henriksen drives in. His right-handed layup is good. He's got six. Dort College leads 25-24. 25-24, our score. Loose basketball picked up by Jansma. Jansma into the front court. Jesse has the trailer. Henriksen finds him. Henriksen is hit on the play, though, by Anthony Richardson. And Richardson is whistled for the personal foul. Just closing the thought on the size of Peru, Nebraska. Northwest Iowa would be about the equivalent of Hospers. They have a population about 700 or so. So picture Hospers, Iowa with a college, and that's Peru, Nebraska, getting one of the state schools in the Nebraska educational system. Henriksen shooting a 1-1 as he was fouled on the perimeter. Free throw is up, and Henriksen makes his 21st free throw in a row to start the year. He's got another one on the way. Been to Peru twice, once for a women's game, another time for a men's basketball game. Second free throw is up and through, 27-24. 8 points for Henriksen, and the defender lead is three. Henriksen somehow getting those points, and at the end of the night, there are times where I just say, how'd he get them? Because you don't remember any of them standing out. But he's got eight already. Peru State promptly turns it over on the other end. And here come the defenders with the basketball. Barkema. Barkema, left side, Brunsting. Brunsting back over to Barkema. Barkema into the corner, Lang. Lang with the basketball. Lang gives it up, Brunsting. Brunsting spins, nothing there. Back over to Henriksen. Rainbow three, missed everything. Don't see that very often, especially from the top of the key for Alec. Peru State gets it back. Dort College is led by as many as nine. They lead by three right now, 27-24. Westbrook turns on the Jets, kicks it into the corner. Shot no good, but there for the offensive rebound and the putback is James Westbrook. Westbrook with his first points after the air ball by Roberts Burnett. And the Dort College defenders lead 27-26, 7 minutes remaining in the first half. Right side, Barkema. Barkema puts it on the deck, stops, comes back to Winterfeld. Winterfeld to Brunsting. Brunsting's pass deflected, picked up by Henriksen, 10 to shoot. Henriksen slices the defense, lays it up, 10 points. 29-26, a team-high 10 points now for Henriksen. Game honors right now to Hunter. He's got 11. Roberts Burnett called for a travel violation as he puts it on the deck from the left corner. He turns it over, and it will be Dort College basketball. Chad Barkham to throw the ball in for the defenders. Lang out of the game. Critchley back in. Kobe Critchley into the front court. He passes right side over to Henriksen. Henriksen on the right side. Henriksen, Brunsting, Brunsting, Critchley. Critchley with a basketball. Critchley to Henriksen. Underneath Winterfeld. Winterfeld, two players around him. Gives it off to Barkema. Layup good. 2 points for Barkema. The assist to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, just a free throw to his credit so far, but he's got a couple assists. Answering back is Peru State. Easy basket by Snoddy. It's 31-28. But answering is Critchley. Critchley racing the length of the court. He gets a lay-in. And the Dort College lead is 33-28. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Peru State. Back of the more in a moment. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Peru State basketball after the timeout. Dort College going showing full court pressure defense. Hunter into the front court. Hunter has it on the right side. Hunter sizing things up. He's got it on the right wing, still with the dribble. Finally gives it up with 18 on the shot clock. Shot no good by Snoddy. Snoddy gets it back. He kicks it over to Nolan Cass. Cass to Hunter. Hunter hesitates. His layup is good. Quantese Hunter with another two, averaging 16.5 points per game. He's got 13 already. And the defender lead is 33-30. Pass goes to Barkema. Barkema at the top of the key. Barkema back to Brunsting. Brunsting, Henriksen. Henriksen driving in. And Henriksen is held on the play. He'll go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two free throws. So Cass whistled for the personal foul. So Alec Henriksen shooting a pair. First one on the way for Henriksen is up, short, no good. It's the first miss of the season for Henriksen from the charity stripe. He had made 22 in a row before that miss. He's got another one on the way. Second free throw is up and good, so Henriksen starts a new streak with that made free throw. Dort College leads 34-30. And quickly we drive the other way. Peru State will inbound the basketball in front of the Dort College bench. 5:02 remaining in the first half. Quantese Hunter in lane, changes direction, shot no good, but a foul called on the rebound against Dort College. Snoddy had the basketball, and he got fouled on the play. Brunsting whistled for the personal, and for Chandler, that is number one. Team foul number four on the defenders. Brunsting and Critchley check out of the game. O'Donnell will check in along with Jansma and Gasink. Throwing the ball in. They get it in over the top to Snoddy. 30 seconds on the shot clock as they refresh it on the foul call. Quantese Hunter looking for someone to pass to. He's going to pull it out, put up a three himself. No good. Rebound taken away by Winterfeld. And much of Peru State's game right now reduced to one-on-one basketball. Kick out pass. Winterfeld, three, no good. But there for the rebound and the putback is Andrew O'Donnell. Andrew O'Donnell with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 36-30. 36-30, Dort College by half a dozen. Hunter passes out front. They get it to Cass. Nolan Cass Tell you more about him in just a little bit during our next break. Might be a familiar name for some of you. Gasing passes it over to Henriksen. After the steal by the defenders, Jansma, three, left it short, no good. Rebound, offensive rebound, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Gasing. Need a little balance on this side of the floor. Gasing backs his way in. Gets back over to Marcus. Winterfeld in traffic. Off of the glass, too strong, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Dominique Bell. Dominique Bell into the front court looking for Cass, and he throws it away. Nolan Cass, the name might be familiar. He was a gunner from Midland a couple of years ago. Never been a shot he didn't like, and he made more of them than he missed. Transferred after Bob Ludwig became the coach at Peru State. North College leading 36-30 after the turnover. Ben Gasink into the front court. Ben passes left side over to Jansma. Jansma at the top of the key. Comes back right side. They feed it underneath Ben Langen. Ben Langen shot tapped off of the backboard. No good. Gasink got an offensive rebound. His shot no good. North College an opportunity to go up eight. Instead, it stays at six. Westbrook with the basketball looking for a ball screen. Passes left side over to Hunter. Hunter will drive with the left hand, lays it off. It's good for Snoddy. Seth Snoddy, it's S-N-O-D-D-Y. Dort College leading by four, 36-32. Left side pass to Jansma. Trying to cross over is Van Langen. And Van Langen, the up and under move. He gets fouled on the play. And Josh will go to the free throw line where he is 3-for-4 today. First free throw by Van Langen is up and good. He's got another one on the way. Trying to stretch it back to six. A second free throw on the way for Van Langen. North College, a golden opportunity to go up by eight earlier. And now missed free throw. Van Langen 4-for-6 from the free throw line. And the defender lead is 37-32. Van Langen makes one of two that trip. He's got 10 points today. Dort College by five. And a foul called away from the ball. That's going to go on Paulus Sakinas. Sakinas whistled for the personal foul. Pass comes out front. O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell. They dump it down low for Van Langen. Van Langen. Right-handed hook in the lane. Good. He's got 12. Van Langen having some success tonight. 39-32. North College by 7. Pass goes right side. Shot in traffic. No good. Rebound tipped and controlled by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Andrew into the front court. Lang. Lang. Van Langen. Van Langen on the right elbow over the lane. Looks for the cutter. Gives it to Jansma. Jansma back to Van Langen. Intended for Van Langen. Taken away by Cass. And now reach-in foul called on Ben Gasink. Not a bad foul for the defenders to take there, though, as they stop the jailbreak at midcourt. Gasink whistled for the personal. For Ben, that's number one. Inbounding the basketball is Sakinas. Ball's inbounded to Hunter. Hunter with the basketball. Hunter has it out front. Picks up his dribble. 1:58 remaining. Ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Gasink. It will be Peru State basketball. North College will size up the offense again as Peru State brings it up. This is Hunter. Hunter, 10 to shoot. 17-footer left side. Good. Got it up over the top of Ben Gasink. Quantes Hunter right now, a one-man wrecking crew for Peru State. He's got 15 of his team's 34. Gasink, Jansma, left wing, three. Good. Jesse Jansma, his first basket of the day. He's the fifth player to score for the defenders. North College leads. He's the 10th player to score, I should say. Fifth off of the bench. Answering back with a three is Roberts Burnett. And the North College lead is 42-37. Gasink with it right side. Gasink driving in. Back over to Lang. He'll let fly with a three. It's good. Kyle Lang with a three. He's got four. North College leads 45-37. 1 minute remaining. And Peru State calling for a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the Bobcats. That's their second timeout used here in the first half. Back with more in a moment. This is North College basketball on KDCR. 45-37 our score. Right side with it is Hunter. Hunter against Lang takes it in. His shot is good. Quantes Hunter's been a handful. 45-39. Figured he would be. North College, difficult time matching his quickness. Gasink answering his shot, planted on the back of the rim, unable to go down. Here comes Peru State down by six and the chance to cut into the lead. Hunter off the dribble, caught it going downhill. Kick out pass, three, missed it, no good. Rebound Jansma, three on three for the defenders. North College will hold for the final shot. The defenders don't hear it. Now they get it to Winterfeld, and he's got the assignment. Hands it back over to Kyle Lang, and North College will call a timeout. Jansma and Lang, youthful exuberance. They did not know the bench was calling for one shot. They finally got it to Winterfeld. Winterfeld knows the drill. He gathers it in at midcourt, and North College calls for a timeout. They can hold for the final shot of the half and go into the locker room up at least six. That's what you want, worst-case scenario. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Find new roads to Highway Chevrolet Buick. To see over 150 new and used vehicles in stock, view the entire inventory online at highwaychevrolet.com. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. 10 seconds, now nine. Gasink has it at the top of the key. Passes high post, Winterfeld. Pass deflected. Henriksen takes the shot. A foul called on the rebound against the defenders with 1.3 seconds remaining. North College had a foul to give. Not a bad foul there. Prevents Peru State from getting a run down the floor. And with 1.3 seconds remaining, Barkema will check into the game. Winterfeld will check out along with Henriksen. So Henriksen had a look at a long three. Left it short. The rebound, that's where we're at right now. 1.3 seconds remaining, and that's the end of the half. It's broken up by Gasink and Jansma, and the North College defender lead is 6 at the intermission. 45-39. Let's take a break, and we'll be back to recap the first half of play in a moment. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're at halftime. Peru State trailing North College 45-39. The North College defender 17 of 36 from the floor, 47.2%. 2 of 11 on threes, 18%. 9 for 14 on free throws, 64%. Peru State 17 of 35 from the floor, 48.6%. 3 for 9 on threes, 33.3%. And 2 of 2 from the free throw line for 100%. North College out rebound in the first half, 21-17. Turnovers, Peru State 8. North College has 3. Alec Henriksen and Josh Van Langen leading the defenders. Van Langen with 12. Van Langen 4 for 6 from the floor. And 4 for 6 from the free throw line. Alec Henriksen 4 of 7 from the floor. 0 of 3 though on 3-pointers and 3 for 4 on free throws. 6 points for Ben Gasink off the bench. 4 for Kyle Lang, 3 for Jesse Jansma, 2 each for Kobe Critchley, Andrew O'Donnell, Chandler Brunsting, and Chad Barkema. Marcus Winterfeld, 1 of 2 from the free throw line for his only point of the night. Quantes Hunter leads all players with 17 points. 8 of 11 from the floor, including 1 of 3 on 3-pointers. 7 for Alias Roberts Burnett. 6 for Seth Snoddy, 3 for Nolan Cass, 2 each for Westbrook and Nolan, and another 2 for B.J. Day. Leading rebounder for Peru State, a couple of players with 2 each, Day and Hunter. For the defenders, O'Donnell has 4 rebounds. Chad Barkema has 3. 2 assists each for Winterfeld and Brunsting. 1 steal each for 5 different Dort College players. For Peru State, they have 3 assists from Quadtis Hunter. Everything runs through him. And Roberts Burnett has the only steal of the night for Peru State. 45-39, defenders leading the Bobcats at halftime of today's men's college basketball game. Earlier today, it was Dort College losing to Southeastern. Final score, 89-70 in women's basketball. The defenders were led by Rachel Evavold. She ended with 17, and Peyton Harmson ended with 21. So those two hit for double figures for the Dort College women as they fall to 2-3 this season. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Busy day, Northwest Iowa Athletics. What that typically means is teams are doing well in the postseason. The Dort College men's and women's basketball teams, regular season play today. The defender women earlier losing to Southeastern. That's a team out of Florida. Dort College men leading Peru State 45-39 at halftime. High school football, West Sioux on to their first state title appearance in football with a Class A semifinal win. They ended up throttling Council Bluffs St. Albert earlier today to advance on to the state finals next week. Sioux Center volleyball, Class 3A runner-up as they drop a match, the championship match with Waterloo Columbus. Western on the floor right now with Dyke New Hartford. There's a couple of storied programs who have been on a collision course most of the year. They're in set number one in Cedar Rapids. More football tomorrow on the high school scene. West Lyon and Boyden Hall Rock Valley, both involved in state semifinal action in Class 1A and 2A, respectively. Let's take one more break. We'll be back with second half play. Right after this, this is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Today's broadcast of Dort College Basketball on KDCR made possible by a grant from People's Bank with locations in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Lester, Akron, Sheldon, and Hayward, Iowa. Always stumbling over that one. In Jasper, Minnesota, People's Bank, where values matter, member FDIC. Original starting five on the floor for the defenders. Kobe Critchley will bring it up. Dort College with a 6-point lead. Pass goes underneath, intended for Winterfeld. Dort College turns it over on their first possession of the second half. And here comes Peru State with an opportunity to cut the 6-point lead in half with a 3 or down to 4 with a 2. Hunter passes out front. Cass. Cass goes left wing. Nolan. Nolan to Snoddy. Snoddy with a left hand. His shot no good. Rebound tap out by Winterfeld. Controlled by Peru State. So Peru State maintains possession of it. Quantis Hunter will drive in. Puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Barkema rips down the rebound off the deflection. Here come the defenders. Brunsting on the left wing. Brunsting into the corner. Critchley. Kobe passes right side. He gives it up to Barkema. Barkema, 3 from the right corner, is good. Chad Barkema with 5. Dort College leads 48-39. Quickly back the other way. Peru State answering with a 2-point basket by Hunter. Hunter able to drive the length of the floor and get the shot to go. He's got 19. With the basketball is Brunsting over to Barkema. Barkema out front, back over to Brunsting. Brunsting right side. This is Alec Henriksen, short arms, the right-handed shot. Soft the mark, no good. Rebound taken away. They give it back to Snoddy, and Snoddy is fouled on the play. That's going to be either on Critchley or Barkema. Take your choice. And it came before the shot. That's going to go on Critchley, and for Kobe, that's his first. 18:29 left to play in the ball game. That's in regulation. Dort College a 7-point lead, 48-41. Seth Snoddy with it in between the circles. Snoddy guarded closely. They hand it back over to Quantice Hunter. Hunter over the basketball backs it out to near midcourt. He feeds it left side over to Nolan. Nolan underneath Snoddy. Snoddy misses the shot. Rebound taken away by Winterfeld. He outlets over to Barkema. Here comes Dort College. They don't have the numbers. Brunsting will take it hard. Lace it up with the left hand. No good. Got an open look at a layup. Like to knock that one down. Instead, Peru State comes back the other way, and Peru State returns the favor, not with a missed shot, but rather with a turnover. And Dort College has the basketball back, and both coaches frustrated right now with their teams missing relatively easy shots. Snoddy checks out of the ballgame. He gives way to B.J. Day. Snoddy, some easy bucket attempts here in the first moments of the second half. He's going to have a seat beside Coach Bob Ludwig right now. With the basketball, right side, Gasink. Gasink with it on the wing. Comes back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell down to the baseline. Comes over to Gasink. Gasink, Jansma. Jansma floater, short, no good. Rebound long, taken down by Lang. Lang over the basketball, directing traffic. 2-3 zone applied by Peru State. Might be a matchup, actually. They give it up, Ben Langen. Ben Langen wheels. He's knocked to the floor. Lang, three, good. Kyle Lang, three-point bucket. Dort College with seven. And he has seven. And the defender lead is 51-41. 17 minutes remaining in the contest. Peru State basketball driving in and trying to throw it down and does so. James Westbrook hammers it home. He's got four, and the defenders lead at 51-43. Lang, right side, Gasink into the corner, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball back over to Lang. Lang looking underneath for Ben Langen. They feed Ben Langen. Ball deflected out, picked up by Peru State. Peru State taking advantage of the turnover. Here they come. Driving in, and we've got a charging foul called on Peru State's James Westbrook. Standing in to take the charge was Ben Langen. Ben Langen identified Westbrook charging to the basket at midcourt. And Westbrook had one thing on his mind, and he wanted another trip to the rim. That time, Ben Langen stood in, took the charge. Shot by Jansma. Jansma's fouled from behind. Foul's going to go on Cass. And Dort College will go to the free throw in line in the form of Jesse Jansma to shoot two free throws. 16:30 remaining. So Jansma shooting a pair with his team up by 8, 51-43. First free throw by Jansma is up and good. Jansma's not shot a lot of free throws yet this season. In fact, this is his first trip to the free throw line. A second free throw on the way for Jansma. This one is up and good. So Jansma makes both free throws. He's got five. And the defender lead is 10, 53-43, 16:25 and counting. Out front with the basketball is Hunter. Hunter changes direction. His shot is good. Quantice Hunter with another two. He's got 21 by my count. Pass goes to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Left side, Gasink. Feed it over to Jansma. Jansma screen. Fires it out for Josh Van Langen. And Van Langen was looking for the pass before he gathered that ball in. Dort College had three turnovers in the first half total. I think they have met that total already here in the second half. Quantice Hunter guarded by Gasink. Hunter picks up his dribble. They give it underneath to Marcus Nolan. Marcus Nolan, fadeaway from 10, is good. It's a 53-47 game now. 10-point lead is down to 6. Gasink at the top of the key, underneath to Van Langen. Van Langen misses the shot. Van Langen unable to finish at that time. And back the other way we go, and we've got a block called on Andrew O'Donnell. Andrew O'Donnell whistled for his second personal foul. On that one, Van Langen had an opportunity at a reverse layup with the left hand, and sent it into the where the rim and the backboard meet. Unable to get it over the top and bank it in. Looks so easy from up here. Obviously realize it is not. Roberts Burnett, first free throw no good. He's got another one coming. Roberts Burnett, another one on the way, trying to make it a five-point game. Right now we're back to where we were when the second half began. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. It's 53-48, so it's back to a five-point game. Pass comes right side. This is Henriksen over to Critchley. Left side, Brunsting. Five new players in for Dort College at the last dead ball. Barkema in traffic, takes it into the lane. His shot, the runner, is good. He's got seven. And the defenders lead 55-48. 5 minutes gone in the second half. Feed it left side, Day. Day driving in. His shot, no good. Brunsting trying to step in and take the charge. No call made. Here comes Brunsting back the other way with the basketball. He tries to feed it off. It's taken back by Cass. Ahead it goes to Hunter. Hunter lay in good. He's got 23. And the defender lead is 5 at 55-50. Left side pass, Henriksen. Henriksen goes over to Critchley. Critchley driving in with the right hand. Scoops it up. His shot no good. But a foul on the play on the layup attempt by Roberts Burnett. And Critchley will shoot a pair of free throws. These will be Critchley's first free throws this season. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided in Sioux Center and Sheldon. Proactive cares for all your physical therapy needs, from aches and pains to post-surgical recovery, as well as sports medicine care for the junior high athlete to weekend warrior. Appointments can be scheduled with one call, 722-1901 in Sioux Center, 324-0110 in Sheldon, to be proactive. ...56-50, first free throw by Critchley is good. Second free throw by Critchley is good. And the Dort College defenders lead 57-50. 57-50, our score. Out front with the basketball is Vasa. Vasa to Cass. Cass out front. His three is up and good. Nolan Cass with two threes today. 57-53, Dort College by four. Critchley has his pocket pick. Take it away. Harden. Harden throws it down. James Harden with, James Westbrook with 6 points. 57-55. And Brunsting brings it into the front court in front of the Dort College bench. Dort College uses a timeout. The defenders leading by two. I believe that was 10 at 53-43. Peru State on a 12-4 run. They've got it down to two. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5, 57-55. Dort College up two. I believe that was as many as 10, though, but Peru State fighting back. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling. Put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewijk is a broker. Peru State enjoying some success. Dort College trying to stop the bleeding. Critchley out front. Passes left side over to Brunsting. Underneath to Winterfeld. Winterfeld to Henriksen. Henriksen in among the trees. Has his shot blocked. Rebound is cleared by Peru State. Quickly up the floor, shot no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Peru State. It'll be Dort College basketball. Zach Bussard's going to check into the game. Checking out for the time being will be Marcus Winterfeld. I'm guessing in that situation, the defender coaching staff would like to see Marcus go up with that basketball, use his explosiveness. We'll see how long Zach is in the game. Bussard shot blocked from behind by Vasa, and here comes Peru State with a chance to tie or give Purdue State the lead. Out front with the basketball, this is Westbrook. Westbrook on the wing. He gives it up to Roberts Burnett. Back to Westbrook. Westbrook underneath Cass, ties it up. Cass on the reverse layup. Made it look easy. He's got eight. We're tied at 57. Our first tie since is 21-21. 12:40 remaining. Purdue State making a hard charge back at the defenders. Now Dort College needs to respond. Foul called away from the basketball. That's going to go on Purdue State. Scoreboard not updating right now with player fouls. And from my vantage point, difficult to see who that foul call was on as the referees signal to the scorer's bench. 57-57 our score. Fouls called on Purdue State. Jansma down to the baseline. Turn around, up on the rim, no good, and the lid is on the bucket right now for the defenders. Got to take the lid off the pail. Unable to do so far. Throwing it away is Westbrook. Westbrook drew a lot of contact. Threw it up for grabs, nobody in particular, and the ball goes out of bounds, last touched by Purdue State. Dort College's Chad Barkema inbounds to Ben Gasink. Ben Gasink takes it across half court. He feeds it right side to Barkema. Barkema, ball fake, comes back over to Jansma. Jansma, Gasink. Gasink looking underneath for Bussard. Kick out Jesse, three-pointer, yes! Three-point bucket for Jansma. He's got eight, and the defenders lead 60-57. 11:50 remaining. Let's see if the defenders now can get a stop. Backdoor cut. Dort College trying to slide in, take a charge, kick out pass, shot no good. Weak side rebound, Jansma. Here comes the defenders. Jansma over the basketball out front. Over to Gasing. Swings it into the right corner, Barkema. Barkema with the basketball. Barkema reverses Jansma. Jansma, another three. Missed it. No good. Bussard with the rebound. Buss comes away with it, and he is fouled on the play by Seth Snoddy. So Zach Bussard with a weak side rebound keeps the possession alive for the defenders. Going to throw the ball in will be Ben Gasink. Gasink throwing it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Ball's inbounded to Bussard. The sophomore from Papillion, Nebraska, gives it to Gasink. Gasink gets around his man, and he is fouled on the play. Gasink had a mismatch as the 6'8 Noah Vasa came out to try and match up with him. 60-57, Dort College's Ben Gasink will go to the free throw line now to try and extend the three-point lead. Ben with 6 points, all of them in the first half. Free throw by Gasink, short, no good. Gasink has struggled a bit from the free throw line this season. 5-for-13 now from the charity stripe. I don't remember exactly, but I don't remember him struggling like that as a high school senior. He misses both free throws, and it's 60-57. Down to the baseline is Hunter, and Hunter is going to be fouled on the play. Not going to go on Brunsting. It is. Chandler whistled for the personal foul. So Dort College with a three-point lead. Lang checks in. Brunsting will check out. So this has been more of the pattern as of late. Once you get into the second half, Dort College will try to try some different lineups. They won't go five in, five out the entire second half. And a foul called. Purdue State will maintain possession of the basketball, and they will inbound this time in front of the Purdue State bench. Gasink last year from the free throw line as a high school senior, 67%. From the charity stripe. Certainly would think he'll get there yet before the year is out, but right now struggling just a bit. Out front it goes to Day. Day, right side, comes back out front to Nolan. Nolan, spin move in the lane. Shot is blocked out of bounds by Barkham on the help defense as he peeled off of his defensive assignment to swat the ball away. Barkham is out. O'Donnell checks in. Throwing the ball in will be Westbrook. Westbrook to toss it in. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Shot, high arching three, missed it, no good, and the ball goes out of bounds, and we've got a shot clock violation on Peru State as the shot clock expires as he lets it go, and it fails to draw iron. Dead ball, it'll be North College basketball. 10:45 and counting, ball game. Lang into the front court, he's guarded there, gives it up to Bussard. Bussard taps it over to O'Donnell, O'Donnell to Gasing, Gasing for the basketball. Gasing to Jansma, Jansma O'Donnell, O'Donnell down to the baseline. O'Donnell in traffic, lost it, picks it up, dumps it in. It's a five-point game. 62-57, North College with a five-point advantage, 10:20 remaining. Day gives it to the cutter, Nolan. Nolan missed it. Rebound cleared by Jansma. Jansma hands it off to Lang. Lang into the front court, right side Gasing. Gasing will get to the basket. Tries to hand it off to Busser, and he's fouled on the play. Day whistled for the personal foul as Gasing was falling out of bounds. He fired it at Busser, and Bob Ludwig from Peru State not happy with that call. Free throws on the way for Gasing. A one-and-one opportunity for Ben. 6 points so far for Gasing. Right-handed free throw is up and in and out, no good. Offensive rebound, though, Jansma. O'Donnell back over to Lang. Lang over the basketball, back over to Gasing. Gasing tries to hand it off. It's loose, still loose, and we have a timeout. There was the Dort College coaching staff did not feel there was possession. The Dort College fans definitely didn't think so. And when it's all said and done, they will say that Peru State had possession. Peru State called for a timeout. And Peru State will maintain possession of the basketball when we resume play right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR.
I'm Lauren Jungling, and I study elementary education at Dort College. I've learned so much during my time in the education program, and what I've learned has prepared me so well to go out into my own future classroom someday. Throughout my time in the education program, I have learned what it means to guide and shape students to serve the Lord in how I teach. Through the many practicum hours and volunteer opportunities Dort's education program offers, I was able to get into classrooms early on and was able to see firsthand that teaching is a task that requires great authority, responsibility, and a servant's heart.
Check us out at dort.edu.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Peru State basketball after the timeout, 9:40 remaining. The defenders up by five. Snoddy gives it back over to Westbrook. Westbrook, three-point line, decides against it. Passes it back over to Nolan. Nolan in front of the Peru State bench. Five to shoot, now four. Driving, pull up from 15. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by O'Donnell. Has Jansma open, doesn't see him. Now gives it off instead over to Lang. Lang to O'Donnell. O'Donnell kick out pass. Lang ball fake. Left wing three. Yes! 3-point basket for Kyle Lang. He's got 10. And the defender lead is back to 8. 65-57. Reverse it over to Nolan. They give it up. 3-pointer is up and good for Roberts Burnett. Burnett with 11. And the defender lead is back to 5. 65-60. Right side with it is Gasing. Gasing crossing over. Cut off. Double teamed. Gets it back outside to Jansma. Jansma right side Gasing. Gasing looking for Van Langen. And we've got a hold called on Snoddy. Snoddy whistled for the hold. Going to the free throw line will be Josh Van Langen. So Van Langen will go to the free throw line. Van Langen will shoot two. Dort College checking a new player in. That's Henriksen back into the game. So a one-and-one opportunity here for Van Langen, trying to stretch the lead back to seven with a couple of made free throws. Josh's first free throw is up and through. He's got 13 today, 12 in the first half. Offensive opportunities a little more limited here in the second half. Second free throw is up, and that one's good as well. So Van Langen makes them both. 67-60, Dort College with 14 from Van Langen. Dort College with a 7-point lead, 8:30 remaining. This is Nolan. Marcus Nolan, that is, driving the lane. He stops, tries to fire it back out. He ends up turning it over. Turnover back to the defenders. Dort College bringing the ball up will be Lang. Lang with it across half court. Picks up his dribble. Pass deflected. It's off of the referee. Picked up by O'Donnell. Might have traveled with it. Kick out pass. Henriksen. Everyone was out of position there. And Dort College misses on the three-point attempt. Here comes Hunter. Hunter back over to Roberts Burnett. Roberts Burnett over to Day. And Dort College survives a wild sequence. The ball bounced off of an official. O'Donnell got the ball. He took it, tried to take it to the basket. He pinned it on his hip and got a step or two. Looked like a running back for a moment, then kicked it into the corner. Henriksen missed the three, but then as Peru State tries to race back the other way, they turn it over as Day was unable to handle the pass. Pass comes right side. They give it up Van Langen. Van Langen back over to Henriksen. Henriksen at the top of the key. Alec. Two players around him, puts it up, and it's blocked out of bounds by Day. It will be Dort College basketball. 17 to shoot for the defenders. So 17 to shoot for the defenders. Inbounding the basketball will be Lang. And we've got a hold before the shot. They're going to call a hold on Cass. That's Nolan Cass. There's a Nolan Cass and a Marcus Nolan. And they're wearing jerseys that are one digit apart, 4 and 5. Free throw on the way for Gasink as he was held on the inbounds play, and they're going to foul him at whatever opportunity they get. He misses the front end of the 1-and-1. He's 0 for 4 today. Dort College, 67. Peru State, 60. Shot for Day. Day misses it badly. That's not the player you want shooting at this point if you're Peru State. Right side, Henriksen. Henriksen over to Lang. Back to Henriksen. Dump it down low. Van Langen, reversal. Lang, three. Nope. Rebound tapped out. And Dort College will come away with it into the backcourt. Bringing the ball up will be Henriksen. A fresh shot clock to work with for the junior from Spirit Lake. Left side. With the basketball, Gasink rolls it inside for Van Langen, double-teamed. Back over to Gasink. Gasink, they play the two-man game. Fires it out front. Henriksen, 10 to shoot. Henriksen on the wing. Henriksen, double-teamed. His shot in the lane, no good. Rebound taken away by Westbrook. It's stabbed at and stolen back by Henriksen. Lang, cross-court, O'Donnell. Back to Gasink. Gasink, shot. Off mark, no good. Rebound, long pass into the front court. Westbrook, layup, good. 8 for Westbrook. Dort College leads 67-62. And Lang is fouled on the play by Peru State. That's going to go on James Westbrook, his second. And with 6.5 minutes left to go in this contest, Kyle Lang will shoot two free throws as Dort College is finally in the double bonus. They've been pressing the issue. They've drawn some fouls. They have not converted, though, as it was 1-and-1s. Lang's first free throw is good. Kyle Lang, 11 points, came in averaging 8.8 points per game. Had a high-scoring senior season at Mason City. last year, averaged over 20 a game. And he's got 12 tonight. And the defender lead is 69-62. 69-62. Hunter, kick out pass. Prue State working against the Dort College defense, 6:15 and counting. They give it up to B.J. Day. Day over to Hunter. Hunter against Brunsting. Shot. He's fouled before the shot. Prue State will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. 6:09 remaining in regulation. Dort College enjoying a 7-point lead. This was tied at 57 all. Dort College outscoring Prue State 12-5 since then. Hunter in the lane, his shot no good. Fight for the basketball, and Day off the offensive rebound. That's the one area that you really worry about Dort College's smaller lineup. See if teams are able to exploit that. They get it into Bussard. Bussard back over. Brunsting tries to feed it underneath the Bussard, and it's taken back by Purdue State. Shot in the lane, no good, but there for the offensive rebound and putback attempt. Purdue State now reaching foul called on Barkema. And in all honesty, I'll take that foul call. That's team foul number 6 against the defenders in this half. Barkema whistled for his second. Winterfeld will check in. Bussard will check out. Jansma checks in. Brunsting will check out. 69-64. Lang to guard the inbounds pass. 5:31 remaining. Thrown in over the top. With it is Vasa. Vasa to Roberts Burnett. Roberts Burnett guarded there by Winterfeld. Roberts Burnett gets it running downhill, and now we've got a foul called away from the ball. And I'm not sure who that's going to go against. Is it Winterfeld or Barkerman? Coach Ross Dahl is asking the same thing I am, and that is, what did he do? It's going to be foul number 3 on Barkema. Roberts Burnett to the free throw line, where he is 1 of 2 tonight, and an opportunity to cut into the lead. 69-64. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Roberts Burnett, the 6'3 senior from Joliet, Illinois. This Purdue State roster, littered with athletes from all over. You've got Oregon, Wyoming, Kansas City, Chicago, California all represented in their starting lineup. Second free throw on the way for Roberts Burnett is up and down. Makes them both at 69-66. Off the bench, they've got a couple from Texas. You got Lincoln, Nebraska in there. Schenectady, New York, Lithuania. Dort College will inbound the basketball. Winterfeld gets it into Lang. 5:18 remaining. Into the front court, Lang. Lang has his pocket nearly picked. He comes up with it. Now passes back over to Barkema. Underneath to Winterfeld. Winterfeld in traffic. His shot is good. Marcus with 3. And the defenders lead 71-66. They posted Marcus Winterfeld up with a guard against him. He took it up strong with a right-handed hook. Now Nolan in the lane. His shot hangs on the rim, won't fall through. Vasa is fouled on the play. And the foul is going to go against Winterfeld. Winterfeld whistled for his second personal foul. And Vasa will go to the free throw line. So Vasa will shoot 2. He's 0 for 2 this season. Now 1 for 3 as he makes that one. 71-67. Looks like this one's going to be a white knuckler yet, unless one of these teams is able to take firm control here in the final 5 minutes. Second free throw is up and good. So Vasa makes them both. It's 71-68. Dort College with the basketball up 3. Lang picks up his dribble. Lang gives it off to Winterfeld. Winterfeld on the right wing. Winterfeld against Vasa. Winterfeld up strong, gets it to go, and he's fouled. Marcus Winterfeld asserting himself here. 73-68 and an opportunity at a three-point play. So that foul goes on Vasa. And I believe they've just announced that that's number five on him. So Vasa disqualified from the contest on fouls. Winterfeld with a chance to make it a six-point game. Free throw by Marcus is up and down. Marcus Winterfeld with six. It's 74-68. North College with a six-point lead. Six advantage for the defenders, 4:25 and counting. Into the front court with the basketball is Westbrook. Cross-court pass, Hunter. Hunter, three. Nope, rattled it. Rebound taken away by Barkema. Barkema doesn't have the numbers, has a man behind him, and B.J. Day rides him to the ground. Back in my old wrestling coverage days. It'll be a two-pointer. Day whistled for the personal foul. B.J. Day, his third personal. And free throws on the way for Chad Barkema. Barkema with seven tonight. And an opportunity to build on the six-point lead for the defenders. Free throw by Chad is up. That one's good. Another one on the way for the 6'5 sophomore from Sioux Falls. Barkema averaging 8.8 points per game. Had a 21-point outburst against Waldorf Tuesday night. Barkema makes them both. North College leads by 8, 76-68. Cass puts it up. They'll give him a three-point basket, and they'll say he was fouled, and just like that, we can go from 8-4 on one possession. 4:04 remaining in regulation as Cass buries a three from the right corner. He's got a chance at the rare four-point play. He has 11 points so far this evening, and he can make it a four-point game with a made free throw. It's up and down. Nolan Cass, a four-point play, 76-72. Dort College with a four-point lead, 4 minutes to go. With the basketball, right side is Lang, directing traffic, goes over to Henriksen, feeds it underneath Winterfeld. Winterfeld back out front, Lang. Lang, Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball, back over to Lang. Kyle with the basketball, back to Winterfeld, puts it on the deck. He's on the right elbow. He's trying to spin his way into the lane, off balance, shot no good. Rebound fought for. It's down on the floor. Picked up by Chad Barkema. Barkema back to Lang. Lang with it. Back over to Henriksen. Into the corner. Barkema. Barkema to Winterfeld. Winterfeld caught the hoop and he is fouled. Marcus Winterfeld muscling it up. Embracing his role on the block here in the last 3 or 4 minutes. He makes it a 78-72 ball game with a free throw pending. Since his return in this rotation, he has scored 7 points, looking for number 8 right here. Free throw on the way for Marcus is up and down, a three-point play, his second three-point play of the game. And the Dort College defender lead is 79-72. 3:26 remaining in regulation. So Dort College up by 7. Prue State bringing it back the other way. Hunter. Ball taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell stabbed at it and came away with it. O'Donnell gives it back over to Lang. Lang loops it over to Henriksen. Left side Barkema. They're looking for Winterfeld. Why not? Pass instead out front to Lang, and they'll run a set play. Kyle with the basketball. Kyle Lang hounded out front. He gives it back over to Winterfeld. He's feeling it. Three. Bang, bang, bang. Marcus Winterfeld, 11 points since he returned to the lineup after sitting for a significant amount of time, and now Winterfeld swats it away. It doesn't always work out that way, but Winterfeld sat for an extended period of time, and he has come back with a vengeance here. He's got 11 since his return, plus an emphatic block shot, and now Winterfeld gambles for a steal, took it away. He was going to go hammer one home and make it a 12-point game. Instead, A foul is called on Winterfeld. I can't believe it. Well, Dave Aggie saying that he got a piece of the Lithuanian before he got the basketball. Shot is on the way, and it misses so badly it drops through. Bangs it off of the rim. It takes a high hop and drops through the netting for Paulus Sakinas. He's got another one on the way, trying to make it an 8-point game, and he does. 82-74, Dort College with an 8-point lead, 2:40 remaining. Lang gets it over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld back over to Lang. Lang out front, Barkema. Barkema to Henriksen. 8-point advantage for Dort College with 2.5 to go. An old coaching friend of mine said 1 point a minute. You have an 8-point lead with 8 minutes to go, you should figure out a way to win it. 8-point lead with 2:21 to go. We'll see if that holds up. Lang calls for a timeout. 82-74, Dort College with an 8-point lead. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Dort College with 8 to shoot. This is Lang at midcourt, 5 to shoot. Finds Henriksen, 3 ball. Nope. Rebound tapped out, though. Barkema comes away with it. Barkema has a player open underneath the basket. He spins to the lane, and he is fouled on the play, and Chad will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. Well, this does not look anything like the team that I saw 1 week ago this evening in Valley City, North Dakota. That team was giving up easy baskets. They were not steady on offense. They made a step forward so far this week. I don't know what they'll look like tomorrow. Won't be here to see it. But based on the game with Waldorf on Tuesday and now again tonight, win or lose, they have taken a step forward here this evening or this week. Barkema misses both free throws. Dort College has not helped their cause. Driving the other way, laying it up with a left hand shot, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds by Andrew O'Donnell. It will be Peru State basketball after the missed shot by Westbrook. 2:02 remaining. Pass comes in. Peru State basketball. They hand it back over to Westbrook. Westbrook back to Hunter. Hunter trying to draw a foul on the three-point shot. This is Nolan. Nolan in the lane. His shot no good. And Winterfeld got held on the rebound. He went up high to try and rip it and ends up losing it out of bounds. It'll be Peru State basketball, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in. This is Westbrook. Westbrook to Nolan. Nolan off the glass, no good. Up high for the rebound is Winterfeld. This has been as good a stretch as I've seen Marcus play for 3 or 4 minutes. It's been very good. Henriksen in the backcourt, tries to pass it. It's taken away. Ahead to Westbrook. Westbrook fouled on the play by O'Donnell. And this is where it could get hairy for Dort College. You got to take care of the ball. You got to be strong with it. And Kyle Lang, you're asking him to do a lot of that as a freshman here. Jesse Jansman is going to check into the ball game for the defenders. Not saying that he won't get there, but the jump is big. But Lang has played a nice game tonight. 1:29 remaining in regulation. First free throw is up and good. It's 82-75. Barkham is out. Jansma is in. Extra ball handler for Dort College. Westbrook, another free throw. Westbrook eyes it and puts it in. Westbrook with 8 in the second half, 10 for the ball game. Dort College by just 6 now, 82-76. Well, 82-75 is what they've got on the board. Pass over the top, O'Donnell. O'Donnell tries to call for a timeout. Unable to do so. Now it's 82-76 up on the board. A little late in putting that last free throw up. Dort College, they're going to have to weather the storm here yet. Ball is inbounded to Westbrook. Westbrook driving. And we've got a moving screen called on Sakinas. Sakinas whistled for the offensive foul, trying to clear a path for James Westbrook. That looked more like a end-around for football. He got into him, and he wouldn't let him go. And a timeout on the floor now, charged to Dort College. 82-76, Dort College by six with a basketball. When we resume play right after this. 82-76, Dort College by six. A timeout charged to the defenders. They have two remaining. Peru State will set up a full-court press. Today's broadcast made possible by Joiner's Ward Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. 121 remaining in regulation. It'll be Dort College inbounding as we resume play. Winterfeld looking long. Passes underneath to Lang. Lang steps through, gets it away to Jansma. Jansma, two players around him. Jansma gets it away. Henriksen. Henriksen up the floor, and he's stripped. Coming away with it is Westbrook. Westbrook comes away with the steal. 82-78 our score. Westbrook with a steal and the lay-in. And now Dort College still weathering the storm. 109 remaining. Can't let the clock run down on this one. They're going to have to finish it. Still up by two possessions. The defenders. That was not a good possession by Dort College. Ultimately resulting in a turnover and an easy layup. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra at their Sioux Center location, 722-0101, and by Sioux Commercial Sweeping located in Sioux Center. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Well, as happens most days at these classics, you stack them up four deep. By the time you get to game three and four, you're probably going to be running behind schedule, and they will be this evening. 82-78, Dort College up by four. Inbounding will be Winterfeld. Winterfeld looking long. He can go the baseline. They get it in to Henriksen. Henriksen back to Winterfeld. Winterfeld over the top for Lang. Lang had a man open. Jansma poked away from behind. Here comes Peru State. Peru State in traffic, shot no good, fight for the basketball, and a jump ball call. No, they're going to call a foul on Henriksen with 56.3 seconds remaining. This was a 10-point game at 82-72. Since then, Peru State has outscored Dort College 6-0. Wish I had written down what the time was at that point. Marcus Nolan to the free throw line. He will shoot a pair, both teams in the double bonus. Free throw by Nolan is up and good. Another one on the way for Nolan. He's got five. 82-79. So Peru State back to within three, under a minute to go. That one's off the mark, no good. With the basketball is O'Donnell. O'Donnell up the left sideline with it. He spins. They brought the double team. He got away with it. Here's Henriksen. Henriksen lays it up. Blocked. Rebound. Winterfeld. Winterfeld put back good. Marcus with a two-point bucket. It's 84-79. 38 seconds remaining. Cass, three-pointer. Good. Nolan Cass, another three, his fourth. And it's a two-point game at 84-72. Peru State trades a two for a three. And with 35 seconds remaining, there's a timeout. Peru State uses their last timeout, and they'll talk things over. Let's take another break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Peru State used that timeout. Dort College with O'Donnell, Winterfeld, Jansma, Lang, and Henriksen on the floor. Appears to me they're going to let Henriksen get the ball. They get it to Winterfeld. Winterfeld back over to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen up the left sideline with it and a right sideline with it, clearing a path with his left hand. And he is fouled on the play, and he can extend it back to a two-possession game here with 26.7 seconds left to go. He has been held scoreless here in the second half. Barkema will check in for defensive purposes. Free throw by Henriksen is good. Now made two in a row. 24 of 25 this season. This is a big one. Make it a two-possession game again. Henriksen, the junior from Spirit Lake, eyes it, flies it, and buys it. Henriksen with 13, 86-82, Dort College by four, and now it's a three-point basket very easily, it seemed. And the Dort College lead is 86-85. Ball inbounded to Henriksen. Back over to Winterfeld, 19 seconds. And Dort College is fouled in the backcourt. Winterfeld is fouled on the play by Alias Roberts-Burnett. So Dort College with a one-point lead, 86-85. This was an 82-72 ball game at one point. 17.5 seconds remaining. Winterfeld, free throw, up, good. He's got another one on the way, does Marcus Winterfeld. Winterfeld, here in the second half, 14 points, 15 for the night. And he misses that one. It's a two-point game, 87-85. Dort College needs a stop. Quickly up the floor. They get it over to Cass for the lead. Three-pointer, missed it, no good. Puts it up in the traffic. Shot is good. A putback by Nolan. And Dort College calls a timeout with 6.2 seconds remaining. So a putback by Peru State ties it with 6 seconds remaining. Now Dort College will have the basketball with an opportunity to win the contest on this possession. Peru State's pressure defense has been effective up to this point. That has been the difference. They missed on the three-pointer. They got a shot from Cass that would have put them up one. Now Ben Gasink will check into the game for the defenders in place of Chad Barkema. Peru State will not pressure, I wouldn't think. They probably pick him up at half court. Dort College has one timeout remaining if they get in trouble. 87-87 our score. This is our first tie since it was 57-57. So Peru State, a frantic comeback. Peru State with Roberts Burnett, Marcus Nolan, Nolan Cass, Quantice Hunter, and James Westbrook on the floor. For the defenders, it's Winterfeld, Gasink, Henriksen, Lang, and O'Donnell. Tie game, 87-all. Peru State will pick Dort College up at midcourt. Winterfeld gets it into Gasink across half court, 5 seconds. Gasink drops it off for Lang, blocked. Desperation heave at the buzzer, no good. And the Dort College defenders unable to score on the final possession of regulation. And we've got free basketball at the Boltman Center. 87-87 our score. We head to 5 minutes of overtime. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5. Dort College got what they want, and that was Ben Gasink running downhill to the hoop. Kyle Lang about 12 feet from the basket. His short shot was blocked, and we head to overtime. The tap is controlled by Dort College. Lang will bring it up for the defenders. Lang passes over to Henriksen. Henriksen with it, left side O'Donnell. Dort College with the basketball, O'Donnell. O'Donnell back over to Henriksen. Henriksen in traffic, lost it. It's down on the floor, still loose, picked up by Peru State. They've got a jailbreak, And it's blocked by Barkema, but they were all running at the basket. 4-on-1 break, and they are fouled on the way to the hoop. A foul called on the defenders in O'Donnell, I believe. Quantes Hunter will go to the free throw line to shoot two and try to give Peru State their first lead in a while. First free throw is up and good for Hunter. Well, Dort College has not helped themselves at the free throw line tonight. That's going to be one that really hurts if they're unable to pull this one out. Both free throws made by Hunter. And Peru State has their first lead in a long time. They go right side to Winterfeld. Winterfeld over the basketball. Winterfeld off balance. He gets it to go. Marcus Winterfeld with 17. And the Dort College defenders tie it at 89. 89-89, 4:10 remaining in the overtime period. Westbrook reverses it. Nolan driving in. His shot is good. Nolan with a two-point basket. He's got seven. Out front with it is Winterfeld. Left corner, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell, Barkema. Barkema over to Henriksen. Henriksen, Lang. Lang with the basketball. Lang gives it up, O'Donnell. O'Donnell drives baseline, lays it up. They'll wave it off. And he will go to the free throw line and shoot free throws as he was fouled as he put it on the deck and took it at the rim. So O'Donnell with a pair here. And the first one is in and out, no good. 4 points for O'Donnell today. He's got another one on the way. Can make it a one-point game here. Free throw by O'Donnell is up and good, so he makes one of two, does Andrew O'Donnell. And the Dort College defenders back to within one. 91-90. Pass out front. Cass, three, good. Nolan Cass with 18. And Peru State opens up a four-point advantage, 94-90. 3:20 remaining. Lang drives in. Barkema, three, left corner, no good, but they're going to say Lang was fouled on the play. Kyle will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws as he was fouled on the way to the hoop. So Kyle Lang trying to make this a two-point game again with a couple of made free throws. First free throw is up and good. Lang with another one. Lang with 13. Well, Dort College is going to have to get some defensive stops now. Nolan Cass hitting that three, changing the complexion of this one. Kyle Lang makes them both. He's got 14. Dort College trails 94-92. 3:10 remaining. Westbrook guarded by Lang. They switch. Underneath. Bucket for Nolan Marcus Nolan. Nolan with nine. And the defenders trail 96-92. Lang the other way, and Kyle Lang with a two-point bucket. Makes it 96-94. And right now, neither team getting stops on the defensive end. Dort College will use a timeout. They've got one remaining. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. 96-94, Peru State with the lead. And the basketball playing with a two-point advantage. James Westbrook will bring it up. Westbrook, they drop it off inside for Nolan. And Marcus Nolan with another two. He's got 11. And the Dort College defenders unable to stop that right now. Nolan has gotten a couple of relatively easy baskets here in this one. Pass. Out front, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Driving in, Henriksen. Henriksen, layup good. He's got 15. Dort College down two, 98-96. Dort College needs a stop in the worst way. Out front with it, Peru State. This is Roberts Burnett. Roberts Burnett hands it back over to Hunter. Hunter against O'Donnell. Flips it up with the right hand. Tough shot, and he gets it to go. 25 for Hunter, 100-96. I don't know that Peru State has missed a shot here in the overtime. Pass goes right side over to Barkema. Barkema down to the baseline, out front, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Lang. Lang, three-pointer, nope. Rebound weak side. Now it's going to get tough for the defenders. Down two possessions, and Peru State will milk the clock. Chandler Brunsting waiting at the scores bench to check in. This one's going to be tough for the defenders if they don't get it, simply because it was there for the taking for this young team and they were unable to finish it. Now they need the ball back, trailing by four. Shot missed. They get it back. Now you need a score and a stop. First order of business, the score. With a basketball, Lang. Lang splits the defense. His shot no good. Fight for the basketball, taken by Barkema. Barkema up strong with it, and he is fouled on the play, and Chad will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 100-96. Peru State with a four-point lead, 54.6 seconds remaining, and fouling out of the game is Nolan Cass. Cass with the personal foul. Quite certain he fouled out at least. As I said, the foul's not updating on the scoreboard. And Barkema misses the free throw. That one, the free throws are going to be tough. You can't explain those away. And those are right there for the taking. Dort College coming into today, been shooting free throws pretty well. Barkema makes one of two. Coming into the contest through four games, it's a decent sample size. Dort College a 72% free throw shooting. Barkema makes one of two. It's a three-point game, 100-97. You need to stop. 44 on the game clock, 20 on the shot clock. O'Donnell guarding Hunter. 14 now to shoot. Hunter hesitating. Puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the basketball. A three ties it. A two makes it a one-point game. Henriksen drives baseline. Cut off. Lang, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, three. Right wing missed it. No good. Rebound cleared by Peru State, and Winterfeld is forced to commit a foul. O'Donnell ended up with a three-point shot off the dribble. 15.6 seconds remaining. And for Winterfeld, that's number four. 15.6 seconds left. Snoddy will be shooting two free throws. Snoddy, 3 of 3 this season from the free throw line. He has not shot a free throw yet today. First free throw on the way is up and good. 7 now for Snoddy. And the defenders trail 101-97. Gaysink will check into the game. Brunsting will check out. 15.6 seconds left. Dort College down two possessions. And another free throw on the way for Snoddy. This one's up, and that one misses. No good. Four-point game. Gaysink quickly up the floor. You need a basket of some sort. Kick into the corner. Henriksen, three-pointer. Missed it. No good. Rebound fought for. And it's cleared by Peru State, and now we have a foul called on the rebound with 4.7 seconds left, and that is going to do it. The math doesn't work out. Two-possession ball game, 4.7 seconds to go, and this youthful Dort College team is going to drop one that they led by 10 in the second half. And Peru State's going to survive and go to 3-0. First free throw, no good. Another one on the way. Second free throw is up. That one's good. 102-97. Into the front court, Gasing finds Jansma. Jansma three at the buzzer, no good. And that's your final. Peru State 102, Dort College 97. Stay tuned, the Wireless World postgame wrap coming up in a moment. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. This gun's going to sting for a little bit. You can't let it one turn into two, but Dort College up by 10 late in the ballgame today, unable to hang on to the lead. Peru State pressuring defense, makes some shots down the stretch. They turn it into an overtime contest at 87-87, and they go on to win it in overtime by a final score of 102-97. The defenders, some telling statistics, got to the free throw line 42 times, made 28 of them. In the overtime, now we don't have the breakdown by overtime. We have second half and overtime combined. For Peru State, 17 of 21 from the free throw line. They were very economical, 81%. Dort College, 68% free throw shooting night. Peru State, 38 of 84 from the field, 45%. 9 of 21 from the three-point line, 42.9%. For Dort College, 31 of 73 from the floor, 42.5%. 7 of 23 on threes, 30.4%. 28 of 42 from the free throw line, 67%. Rebounding, Peru State, a 47 total, 8 offensive, 39 defensive. Dort College, 10 offensive and 37 defensive rebounds for their total of 47. Turnovers, Dort College had 3 at halftime. They have 10 in the second half and overtime for 13 total. Peru State ends with 15 turnovers. Peru State was led by Quantes Hunter with 27 points, 15 for James Westbrook, 18 for Nolan Chaos, 12 by Marcus Nolan, 13 for Alias Roberts-Burnett, 9 for Seth Snoddy, and 4 for B.J. Day, 2 for Paulus Sakinas, and 2 for Noah Vasa. For Dort College, they were led today by Marcus Winterfeld with 17. He was 6 of 9 from the floor. He was pretty good in the second half when he got back on the floor after spending some time on the bench. He played a pretty good last 5 or 6 minutes. 17 for Alec Henriksen tonight, 16 for Kyle Lang, 4 of 9 from the floor, 3 for 5 on threes. Josh Van Langen, 14 points, 4 of 7 from the floor, 6 of 8 from the free throw line. 4 points for Kobe Critchley, 5 for Andrew O'Donnell, 6 for Ben Gasink, 8 for Jesse Jansma, and 2 for Chandler Brunsting. Brunsting had 3 assists. Barkema had 8 rebounds. Andrew O'Donnell had 6 rebounds. Jesse Jansma had 5. 2 steals for Alec Henriksen tonight. Peru State had a total of 9 steals, 6 of them by Quantes Hunter, and Dort College had 7 total steals here this evening. Coach Ross Dalma has made his way up to the balcony, and the Dort College defenders on the short end of a 102-97 overtime loss today, Coach, and did a lot of things well in the second half. Really 18 minutes, pretty good basketball by your team in the second half, negated by just a tough last 2 minutes. And we've talked about the physical strength of this team that goes along with being a little bit younger. I thought that really showed up in the last 2 minutes, and Peru State took full advantage with some pressuring defense.
Yeah, Mike, I thought we played really well for 38 minutes. I thought we fought. I thought we rebounded well, defended well. The last 2 minutes, you're right, I think we showed our inexperience. We had a lot of turnovers during that stretch, and even when we didn't turn it over, we had very tentative cuts. We were getting the ball where we needed it to. You know, simply put, we didn't hang on to it like we needed to, and we didn't knock down some key free throws like we needed to and open the door just a little bit for them, and they came running through it. It's a very disappointing loss. There's no other way to spin that one. It's a very disappointing loss, considering how much we invested emotionally into it. But you got to be able to finish the baby off, and we certainly didn't do that. It was not any one thing or one person. It was a combination of really just playing tentative and waiting for somebody else maybe to make a play. And we needed to play with a little bit more confidence and surety in that situation. And we knew, we're going to have some growing pains, but this one definitely is tough to swallow.
And the odd thing was is that I thought really for the from the 10-minute mark to about the 2-minute mark after Peru stayed and made a run at you, your team was playing with a lot of confidence at that point.
A lot of confidence. And I think about the 2:12 mark, we're up 10, and Marcus almost gets that steal. It's called for a foul.
Yep.
And then at that point, I just felt like we really became tentative and just didn't finish the game, with confidence like a team needs to. And there's no other way, like I said, to really allude to it any other way. It's just how it evolved. And I think there was a stretch from the 2-minute mark on into overtime when they scored on 13 straight possessions. So we got on our heels. We lost confidence offensively, very tentative defensively, and they really really ran at us with it. So hopefully we learn from it. We're certainly going to try to learn from it. Really like the guys. They're extremely disappointed. It's important for us to take in what mistakes we made and to gain some confidence coming in back in those situations again, because we undoubtedly will be there again. And then to stay positive, right? I mean, being able to digress it and stay positive and do it on short notice, because we got to be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
I won't take up any more of your time, Coach. And a difficult loss, obviously. Short turnaround playing Waldorf tomorrow. Peru State, a nice team. They're going to beat some teams.
Yep.
And taking on a Waldorf team that gave you a lot of challenges on Tuesday. So tomorrow, not an easy one by any stretch.
For sure. Appreciate it, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Delma, and that's going to do it for that our post-game interview. We are going to let him go, and we'll take one more break, and we'll be back to wrap things up from the Boltman Center right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. All in all, a rough day. Saw some good things, but the end result tonight, a couple of difficult losses. In the women's contest, Southeastern defeats Dort College 89-70 for one half. Dort College right there with the number 4 rated team in the country. And then it ends up getting away from the defenders in the second half. They lose 89-70. 21 points for Peyton Harms and 17 for Rachel Evebold. For Peru State, in the men's contest, they overcome a 10-point deficit late. And they secure a 102-97 overtime win over the Dort College defenders. Dort College, a balanced scoring attack, as they got 17 from Marcus Winterfeld, 16 in the second half, 15 for Alec Henriksen, 16 for Kyle Lang, 14 for Josh Van Langen. And the defenders fall to 2-3 this season. Volleyball action earlier today. Sioux Center loses in 3 to Waterloo Columbus. Western Volleyball drops a 3-0 decision to Dyke New Hartford, who some regard as the best team in the state of Iowa, regardless of class. Galen playing for a state title match in Class 1A volleyball at Cedar Rapids this evening as well. That's another area team. And one other note on an area team, that is high school football, Class A football. West Sioux earns a spot in the state title game, as they were victorious earlier today as well over Council Bluffs St. Albert. West Lyon and Boyden Hall Rock Valley from the area will be playing in state semifinal games tomorrow in 1A and 2A, respectively. Tomorrow, Dort College basketball back here at the Boltman Center. It'll be a noon start time as the defenders, the women, face Presentation. Presentation playing Northwestern here in a few minutes. And the Dort College men taking on a Waldorf team that they just finished playing on Wednesday. They'll play them again today. Waldorf and Northwestern will play this evening. Also tomorrow, the Dort College football team wrapping up the regular season as they host Briarcliff in GPAC football play. That'll be a 1 o'clock kickoff. You can hear it on KDCR. the Dort College volleyball team on the road to Hastings tomorrow for the GPAC title match. That'll be a 7 o'clock start time tomorrow evening. You can hear that on KDCR. And the Dort Blades hockey team in action tomorrow afternoon. That'll be a 1:15 start time as they face Arkansas. They're playing Arkansas this evening as well. That comes up at 7:30 tonight at the All Season Center. That'll do it for our broadcast of Dort College basketball on KDCR. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.